From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, daylight savings time, we just found out. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Alice Sister. Wait a minute. I think it's daylight saving.
Saving. Singular. No savings.
Just saving you okay. The emails.
Thank you.
Now we're springing forward, right?
So it's spring. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Feels like winter, but yeah, it's spring. So one less hour of sleep, but more sunlight.
More sunlight. Yeah, we all just figured this out about 2 minutes
ago. But see, I'm not that. I usually am pretty excited, but this just means that it's going to crush my soul a little more when I have to go to sleep at 6:30 at night.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. A little more sunlight means summer's on the way. Hey, this hour of the show, a story. This is, you know, we talked about this earlier in this week, and it was a really spooky story. Everybody really got into it. It was about, on the Isle of Jersey in the UK, about this home for troubled children where allegedly there had been some severe abuse and some terrible things had gone on. Mm-hmm. And for those of us who live in this area, grew up in the New York City area, remember that there was a story that just really rocked this region. Actually, it became a very big national story. You might have heard about it. It's called Willowbrook. It was an infamous New York state-run institution on Staten Island, filled beyond its capacity by 2,000 people in the mid-60s. We're going to talk with someone who's writing a book about the Willowbrook experience, and she has a very personal connection to what went on at Willowbrook. We'll talk to her. She's going to join us in studio very shortly.
Great. We're also going to talk with a Colombian filmmaker who has made a film about kids living on the street in Bogota. And he's given voice to that story through the kids' own experience. He's taken their pictures of their experiences and animated them into this film and then used the kids to narrate it. And it's a really compelling piece of work. It's showing at the Miami Film Festival going on right now. And we're going to talk with him.
We'll also bring you one of the BPP signature segments, The Week in Iraq. Today, we're going to talk with Alex Kingsbury of U.S. News and World Report. He has literally just returned from the country. Headlines of the most are this hour, too. But first,
new clues are just emerging about a bomb blast yesterday at the so-called crossroads of the world, New York Times Square. Police are looking at similarities between this attack and two other bombings dating back to 2005. And according to initial reports by the Associated Press, three law enforcement officials say that letters sent to the Capitol that included the phrase, "We did it," are not related to the Times Square bombing.
Initially, they thought they might have been, but according to the AP, each letter included a photo of a man standing in front of Times Square military recruiting station before it was bombed, and the claim, quote, "Happy New Year, we did it."
The message sent to Capitol Hill also reportedly included a political manifesto against the Iraq War. Law officers have questioned the letter writer in the Los Angeles area and don't expect to bring any charges against him. He apparently has no connection to the man captured on surveillance video riding a bike up to the Times Square recruiting station, dismounting momentarily, and then riding away just before yesterday's blast. One official told the AP, quote, "It was just an incredibly unbelievable coincidence," end quote.
And in another twist, some aspects of this attack are strikingly similar to two other bombings in New York, one at the British consulate in May of 2005 and one at the Mexican consulate last October. All three cases involve a single suspect on a bike and occurred around the same time of night. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly addressed that issue yesterday.
We don't want to speculate on it, but the fact of the matter is that all three incidents happened within a 30-minute span.
Surveillance video of the bombing has been released, but witnesses say the suspect was apparently wearing a sweatshirt with a hood pulled very, very tight so only his eyes were visible. Several hours after the attack, police found a bike in a dumpster nearby. Here's Commissioner Kelly once again.
And it was a 10-speed bike. It was in supposedly good shape. It looked new, or newer, and that caused the superintendent to be suspicious, or I think one of the tenants in the building pointed it out to him, and that's when they called 911.
Police are studying fingerprints on the bike and are comparing evidence from those previous bombings to evidence collected in Times Square.
Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.